Hina Hutchins family files wrongful death suit against Alec Baldwin, others over Rust shooting. By Jerome Hudson on February 15, 2022. Brian Panish, the attorney representing the family of Hina Hutchins, announced during a press conference in downtown LA on Tuesday that a wrongful death suit has been filed in New Mexico against Alec Baldwin and others responsible for the safety on set and whose reckless behavior led to the senseless and tragic death of the cinematographer on the Rust film set. Lawyers for the family of Hina Hutchins announced the lawsuit filed in New Mexico in the name of Hutchins' husband, Matthew Hutchins, and their son, Andros, at a Los Angeles news conference. At least three other lawsuits have been filed over the shooting, but this is the first directly tied to one of the two people shot. The reckless conduct and cost-cutting measures of Baldwin and the film's producers led to the death of Hina Hutchins, attorney Brian Panish said. Watch below. A video created by the attorneys showed an animated recreation of the shooting. Alec Baldwin was pointing a gun at Hutchins during the setup for the filming of a scene for the Western in New Mexico on October 21 when it went off, killing Hutchins and wounding the director, Joel Souza. Baldwin has said he was pointing the gun at Hutchins at her instruction and it went off without him pulling the trigger. The attorneys said in the video that Baldwin had turned down training for the kind of gun draw he was doing when he shot Hutchins. It said industry standards call for using a rubber or similar prop gun during the setup that was happening, and there was no call for a real gun. Last month, nearly 3 months after the shooting, Baldwin turned over his cell phone to authorities in his home state of New York. They gathered information from the phone and provided it to Santa Fe County investigators, who had obtained a warrant for it. Investigators have described some complacency in how weapons were handled on the Rust set. They have said it is too soon to determine whether charges will be filed. Baldwin said he does not believe he will be criminally charged in the shooting. The film's script supervisor and its lead camera operator, both of whom were standing a few feet away when Hutchins was shot, each filed a lawsuit over the trauma they went through. And the film's armorer Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, who was named as a defendant in those lawsuits and blamed by some for the shooting, filed her own suit saying an ammunition supplier created dangerous conditions by including live ammunition in a box that was supposed to include only dummy rounds. In an interview with ABC News in December, Baldwin said he felt incredible sadness over the shooting, but not guilt. Someone is responsible for what happened, and I can't say who that is, but it's not me, Baldwin said. He said Hutchins had asked him to point the gun just off camera and toward her armpit before it went off. I didn't pull the trigger, Baldwin said. I would never point a gun at anyone and pull the trigger at them. Never. He called Hutchins somebody who was loved by everybody and admired by everybody who worked with her. Hutchins, 42, grew up on a remote Soviet military base and worked on documentary films in Eastern Europe before studying film in Los Angeles and embarking on a promising movie-making career. On her Instagram page, Hutchins identified herself as a restless dreamer and adrenaline junkie. In a 2019 interview with American Cinematographer, which named her one of the year's rising stars, she described herself as an army brat drawn to movies because there wasn't that much to do outside. She would document herself parachuting and exploring caves, among other adventures, and through her work with British filmmakers, became fascinated with storytelling based on real characters. The Associated Press contributed to this story.